Let us start, if we could, with Michael Irvin's situation. I'm not fully clear on this. I think he was indicted, and I think it took an awfully long time to reach that verdict. And I'm wondering if you can bring us up to speed on Michael Irvin, who I know was a guy who certainly on the field and even off the field you had a great affection for.
I did, and it was touchy, particularly going back to 96 when I was all over Michael in the both in the paper and on the radio show for his events in his life that happened then, and the wreckage of the Cowboys, and I do feel that Michael was partly responsible for the demise of a dynasty here, because I think the out of control era was partly responsible for what was once the best team in the NFL just totally coming apart, and that was discipline. And Michael, having said that, it's almost a contradiction, because if you get him on a practice field, if you got him on a practice field or in a game, there was no one more disciplined. But now in private life, Michael Irvin, the citizen, and of course this cost him what happened 10 months ago, cost him a job with Fox, national TV. And I really think that would have been a stepping stone to great things for Michael Irvin. He has a type of personality, vocabulary, speaking ability, and brains, Tony, to blow everything away that's on national TV right now. And I really believe that. And you can take all the shows leading up to NFL games, as we see on Sunday mornings, and Michael would be the star of any of them. But because of what happened, here we go once again. I mean, the police knock on an apartment door in Plano, and finally someone answers it, and it's Michael Irvin, naked. And if what's in that apartment, I guess, is still, that's under debate right now, but there was a young woman, and one thing led, and some forms of illegal substances in there. That was 10 months ago. I thought it was all over. I think Michael Irvin thought it was all over. His attorneys thought it was all over. And then out of nowhere last week, Michael Irvin is with his family. Now, there's a change. At a vacation at Disney World, and is called by his lawyer to say, you better get back home. They're going to decide on a Denton County grand jury, which is just north of Dallas-Fort Worth. That grand jury is going to decide whether you're going to be indicted or not. I thought still there was no way that the indictment would come down 10 months later in a case like this, but it did. So, you know, Michael has had to be – he's arrested, booked, the whole works. It looks like on the surface from the Denton County District Attorney's Office,